Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Berti, the content marketing expert, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgaberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the dark horses in social media is Pinterest. And Pinterest, we know what Pinterest is. It's got millions of users. It's got a lot of potential. But when people talk about social networks, it's usually ones like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter that dominate those conversations. Pinterest is a big player. We're going to learn how we can dominate on that platform in today's episode. So today's guest is the founder and president of Sterling Marketing Group, a branding and marketing strategy and implementation firm that helps CEOs, executives, and entrepreneurs develop stronger personal business and team brands. She is the best-selling author of 8 books, which have gone on to sell over 350,000 copies. Today's guest for episode 281 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Karen Leland. Karen, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Karen, I'm really happy to have you on the podcast. And Pinterest is a really great social network. I feel like we're not tapping into it enough. So that's why I'll be talking about it. But before we do, can you just give us some background? What first attracted you to Pinterest?
Well, it's funny because I was in Vietnam giving a speech, and I got a phone call, a voicemail on my cell phone from somebody saying, "Hi, I'm an agent and I work with Entrepreneur Press, which is the publishing arm of Entrepreneur Magazine, and they're interested in having you write a book for them. Could you give me a call?" And I said, "Sure." So I gave the guy a call and he said, "Hi, they'd like to have you write a book on Pinterest." And I said, "Yeah, but I don't know anything about Pinterest." And he said, "Yeah, but they know that you're an expert in social media and they know that you're a journalist and a researcher. So they'd like to know, you know, would you be like to research and write that book?" And I thought, and Pinterest was really just coming to the fore at the time. It wasn't quite where it is today. It was just cresting. It was just hitting that mark. And I said, "Yeah, I'd be very interested in that." And so I started to really do all this research on Pinterest. And the more research I did, the more I liked about it. The more research I did, the more I thought, "God, this is a really interesting medium." And so I started to not only use Pinterest, but to have my clients use it. And I started to research it. And the deeper I got into it, the more interesting I thought it was. And then I wrote the book. So there you have it.
And it's interesting how you mentioned this. It doesn't sound like you came into this right away knowing what Pinterest was. I mean, you get this book idea and you do research and that's what leads to you learning a lot about Pinterest. I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the important differences we should know because Pinterest is a very different social network compared to the other ones. I'm wondering if you could share some of those differences with
us. Well, I think one thing about Pinterest is it's driven all by photographs. I mean, Instagram is too, but you can have a little bit more. You know, it's driven almost solely by photographs. So even though you can have descriptions and hashtags, really what people still look at Pinterest are the photographs. So it's driven all by photographs. Also, the demographic is really different with Pinterest. Pinterest is mostly, their market is mostly women between the ages of about 35 and 60. And it's very heavy in certain categories. It's heavy in recipes. It's heavy in food. It's heavy in cooking. It's heavy in home decoration. It's heavy in inspirational and quotation. So unlike some of the other social media platforms, it's very particularly focused in those ways.
And I mean, I really like the idea of photo focused. I mean, I feel like we should all be using photos on all of our various social networks, with Pinterest being something really like you really have to be using photos on Pinterest because that's the only way you can really post something there. Regarding for content creators who are looking to get a boost for their exposure, how can we get traffic to our content and grow our email lists using Pinterest?
Well, you know, the thing is if you, one of the real tricks with that is to really create segmented boards. So what happens is that, let's say that you are an interior designer and you want to drive traffic to your website. Rather than just having an interior design board called, you know, colors I like or chairs, you know, you can get very, very specific. So you might be, you know, chairs for office chairs, you know, have a board that's office chairs, just a board that's chairs. You know, the more you segment and the more specific your boards are, and the more keywords you use in describing your boards and in naming your boards, the more when people are searching for that particular thing, then the greater the chance of them finding you. And so one of the things is you just want to be narrowing it down and really thinly slicing what you're offering in terms of the boards you create. And again, naming them things very specifically that people are looking for. Let me give you an example. Whenever I go traveling, I always like to see what's going on fashion-wise in that area. So if I was in Paris in May earlier this year, and I've been to Paris many times, but I hadn't been in a while. So I literally went into Pinterest and I went, what to wear in Paris in the spring? And the boards that had Paris fashion in the spring or clothing Paris in the spring, that's what came up. So it's very similar to how we would use a Google search. It's that the more specific you can be, the more a chance you're going to have of getting that audience who's looking for you. And then there's the greater chance that they'll follow the pin through to your website and you'll drive traffic to your website.
And I really like that idea of having segmented boards because people with different interests will want your content on different areas, but Pinterest really allows you to have that segmentation feature, while on other social networks like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much all of them, it's more of a chronological order. While on YouTube, there is some segmentation, but Pinterest, you really see a lot of segmentation possibility. And I mean, it's a really great idea to be thinking about what can we do to optimize our existing presences, but how can we accelerate our Pinterest growth and the growth of our brands in the process? How do we get more people on Pinterest to come across us?
Exactly. And then again, that's a pretty simple thing, but it just works really, really well to do that.
And I mean, when it comes to Pinterest, there's just like so many different elements to it. Like there's so many different ways to grow on it, but what do you believe holds most people back from being able to be successful on Pinterest?
Well, again, it's the quality of their images. A lot of people, I always tell people, if you want to go really serious on Pinterest, then you should be going out, taking an iPhone photography class and learning to shoot. Because no one has any excuses today, given how fantastic the cameras are that are built into the iPhone and even the Google. You know, so many cameras just today are incredible. The cameras in our phones are unbelievable today. And so I think it's the quality of those images that often create a problem for people.
And I mean, I agree that the image quality is very important, and it's good to have a camera like an iPhone or a Google or something like that. What would you recommend for someone who isn't in an area where they could take a lot of shots and just needs to get content out? Do you recommend just taking shots at any random moment more than you need, or do you recommend like creating images somewhere like Canva?
I think creating images on something like Canva is a great idea because it allows you to also add words to it, dialogue to it, and that's very, very helpful sometimes. But, you know, I've got to tell you, being someone who photographs, we always have this saying as photographers, the best camera is the one you have with you. So by really learning your iPhone or whatever camera you have on your phone, by really learning what it can do, by using apps, because apps are amazing, you can literally take pictures anywhere. I mean, I was in a ghost town the other day. I'm not kidding. I was in a ghost town in Nevada, and I got so many fantastic photos. And then by taking them and using apps, I've been posting them all over Instagram. They're fabulous. So, you know, you can get photos anywhere. You just have to really educate yourself on how to use that camera.
And I mean, I really like that idea that the best camera is the one that you have with you. And with a phone in your pocket, there's just so many opportunities to take pictures. And one of the things I also I'm wondering is, I mean, I know with growing on any social network, there's a lot of challenges. I wonder if you could share with us one big challenge you faced in your journey to learning and mastering Pinterest and what you learned along the way.
Well, I mean, I think one thing that I really learned in my journey on Pinterest and with what I've learned with clients is that you can't just put up a whole lot. You have to really curate what you're putting up. Like, you can't just put up a whole bunch of random photos and think that's going to make it. You're really it's almost like curating an exhibit. Each board has to be very, very carefully curated so that each board creates a brand message, and then all those boards together create a bigger brand message. That was the big learning curve for me with Pinterest.
And I really like how you're being very conscious with the boards and what each one represents, and having that whole overarching idea instead of just creating boards for the fun of it or pinning for the fun of it and not really having them connected to a bigger strategy. I really like that approach. And I know you've mentioned your book a little bit. I know you have another book that we should definitely talk about as well, The Brand Mapping Strategy, Design, Build, and Accelerate Your Brand. I'm wondering if you can, in addition to those books I mentioned, share three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Yeah, well, the Brand Mapping Strategy, Design, Build, and Accelerate Your Brand was the book that I wrote after Pinterest, by the way, with the same company, Entrepreneur Press. And that's based more on the bigger branding picture of what I do with people. There's another book. This is by a client of mine, and I really love this book, and I admire these people. Hold on one second, because it just went right out of my head. But give me a minute, and I'll remember it. I just want to make sure I get the title correct. Called Ego-Free Leadership. This is by my client, Shane Hughes, and a friend. And I've actually done work with their company. Like, I've been a client of theirs and they've been a client of mine. It's a fabulous book. It's called Ego-Free Leadership, Ending the Unconscious Habits That Hijack Your Business. He's just a brilliant writer. And it's a great book for any leader or CEO or leader or entrepreneur. And it's really about how you keep your ego in check so that you can really be keeping those sort of unconscious habits from hijacking your business. And it's a really well-written, fabulous book.
Karen, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. We will throw those in the show notes, marketbrave.com/E281. We will also throw in Content Marketing Secrets, because that's an audiobook that will be in the show notes as well. And before we wrap up this episode, Karen, I've asked you a bunch of questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Oh, I think we need to be asking ourselves, what are the most essential and critical branding and marketing actions I need to be taking? Because what happens is people think they need to be doing everything, right? I need to be on Pinterest. I need to be on Snapchat. I need to be doing Facebook ads. I need to be doing this. And the truth is, you probably don't need to be doing any of that. You need to be really thinking very consciously about what are the things that you need to do that will make the biggest difference. And so I think people really need to be asking themselves that question and thinking those issues through.
Karen, thank you for sharing with us that great question, all of your insights through our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Karen, get her book on Pinterest. Also get her book, The Brand Mapping Strategy, Design, Build, and Accelerate Your Brand. She also has a 50% discount for her audio course. I'm wondering, Karen, if you want to talk about that a little bit as well.
Well, yeah, I get a lot of people who call me and they want a lot of what I offer, but they obviously are smaller businesses or they're individuals and they don't really have the funding to they want to spend that kind of money that a company would spend. So one of the things that I did was I created about 15 audio series of all different kinds of topics around branding and marketing, which are available and which I'm happy to give people a 50% discount on if they were listening to the podcast. What they should do if they're interested in that is email me directly at Karen@KarenLeland.com, or they can go to my website and just fill out the contact form. And all they have to say is that they heard me on your show, and I will send them a full sheet of what the audios are that are available and give them a 50% discount.
Karen, thank you for sharing that resource with us and all of your insights throughout our time together. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn